1 to 4 with a bash expansion. Now you'll see when we run this, it actually takes a few moments because it has to look up each host and which port it's running on from Vagrant. That's why we wait. And there we are. And just to show you that it actually goes very quickly on future runs, we'll just run it again. And you'll see it comes up right away. It caches the information, and there's a timeout to decide for how long it will cache it. So we're going to tail the log files here, just so you can see what's happening. And here are the Puppet runs. And as you can see, there's Puppet running. And as I mentioned in screencast part 2, we can actually look for the Puppet exec again Python script to see what's happening. They're all visible except for number 4, and that's because Puppet itself is actually running right now, which is why you don't see it sleeping. I'll just show you where the peers are. At the moment, all of our peers are connected, except on number 4, we can see one of them seems to be stuck in accepted peer request. And this is actually a Gluster bug. But Puppet Gluster has actually been patched to get around this, so you'll see the next time Puppet runs, you'll notice that it was in this state, and it will fix it automatically for us because it has to be in a proper peer and cluster connected state. And already, Puppet's done running, and it has fixed the state of that host. So let's look at the virtual IPs for a moment. This is IP adder show eth2, but you can use the shortcuts. And you'll see that over here we actually have the virtual IP of the cluster. Now, it could go on whichever host is available, but by default it will go to the first host. This is really useful because if one of the hosts is down, the VIP will move over to another host and we'll still be able to manage our Gluster cluster without depending on one particular host to do the management tasks. As you can see, no volumes have been built yet. If you're interested in the Keep Alive D config, you can look at it here. You'll see that each of the hosts has the same password, and what happens actually is each host provides a small token, and then they get combined together into a distributed password, so that there's no single generation of the password. It all is decentralized, and they all ultimately share the same token. So the volume is still not getting created. It's still waiting for the state of the cluster to become consistent. And this is really important because if things were changing very quickly, you would want to wait till it settled down before you actually do a new operation on your cluster. I'm just going to press enter a bit so that you can see this going through. Here the Puppet is running on NX1. And still the volume isn't ready because we're still waiting on this host to decide that the cluster is consistent, and here it is sleeping again. So we're going to go into the private working directory which exists on each host. As you can see, each module, Puppet module, can have its own directory. We're going to go into the Gluster one. And the volume subdirectory has a finite state module FSM directory. And in that directory, each volume will get its own subdirectory. And by default, we create one volume named Puppet. And these files are created in a format that is easy for Puppet to parse. Just check here while we're at it. And this actually shows the state of the cluster. So each one will see the cluster in a different state as they are building. And at the moment, you can see NX1, NX2, NX3, NX4 as being the four hosts that are part of this pool. You obviously have, there are some other files to look at. So watch, this shows the progression of the finite state module in the cluster and the stack of what's happened. So as you see in this first example, we first had NX1 and NX2 that were part of the cluster, and then later on NX3 joined, which you can see here with the host name and then the path of the brick, and then later on NX4 joined, which is the current state of the cluster as it is. So when this transition stabilizes so that we don't see many changes, then it'll be time to create the volume, and this happens obviously automatically. So Puppet's running again. Now this happens with 2-minute timeouts between runs, but this is configurable if you want it to have it happen really fast. Now what's interesting is you'll see this peak here is actually when Puppet is first sending information to the cluster. Then on the server it compiles, and then it goes back to NX1 where it executes. And similarly here for NX2 you see the same sort of pattern. Just a little snippet so you can understand better what's happening in your cluster just from looking at a simple CPU graph. Let's see how our volume's doing. So it still hasn't been created. Puppet's running, keeps churning away until everything is consistent. And keep in mind this only has to happen for such a duration, the very first time we built the cluster. On subsequent additions of new volumes or other things like that, the cluster will probably already be in a consistent state, so this will happen right away. Alright, let's just push enter so we can see what's happening. Volume should be getting ready to get built any moment now. Let's go back to our working directory. So the way it actually builds the volume, in here there's also a volume subdirectory, and each volume actually has a shell script that is generated by Puppet. And here it actually shows the command that it will run when it's ready to build this volume. Straightforward stuff, but easy to have it figured out automatically. And look at that, our volume is done. If you see right here, we just caught the last Puppet run here, running this volume create script, which runs that script, and then right after that starts it on the cluster. Now you don't have to have the volume start automatically, but this is one of those options that you can set so that you can either set to start it or to ensure that it's stopped, or just to leave it alone and manage the state automatically, or manually, pardon me, by yourself. We'll just clear this and run it one more time. So as you can see, we have a volume name. By default it's Puppet, but you can set whatever you like. It's a distributed replicate, which means two of the hosts will be used to replicate across, and two will be distributed. So it's a 2x2, and as you can see, we have Annex 1, 2, 3, 4, each hosting their own brick. We'll show just that the Python scripts are now done. They don't need to do anything else to the cluster, and that shows that it's done and the cluster is consistent and it's ready to be used by a client. In case it wasn't completely obvious, I actually had a problem recording the audio for this screencast, so I've actually gone over, watched the video again, and tried to dub over with everything that I thought was missing. I apologize for that. It might be a bit of an awkward screencast, but hopefully you got the idea of what was going on, and hopefully if you are a screencast hacker, you can hopefully make this process easier and better on GNU Linux. Thank you very much for watching. There are some more parts coming up, and I hope you enjoy. If you have any questions, you can find me on IRC or Twitter as PurpleIdea. Have a nice day. Bye.